What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 236. In this episode, I'll discuss the use of cyproheptadine to treat serotonin syndrome. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode236. This episode is brought to you by the Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. For more information on how to learn and enhance your critical care pharmacy skills, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Serotonin syndrome can result from an overdose or drug interaction involving one or more of the many drugs that increase serotonergic activity. The Hunter criteria is often used for the diagnosis of serotonin syndrome. To fulfill the Hunter criteria, a patient must have taken a serotonergic agent and meet one of the following conditions: spontaneous clonus, or inducible clonus plus agitation or diaphoresis, or ocular clonus plus agitation or diaphoresis, or tremor plus hyperreflexia, or hypertonia plus a temperature above 38 degrees Celsius with either ocular clonus or inducible clonus. Serotonin syndrome is very similar to neuroleptic malignant syndrome. A thorough review of the patient's current and recent medications and history of present illness is essential for differentiating between the two syndromes. Serotonin syndrome develops over about 24 hours, whereas neuroleptic malignant syndrome develops over a period of days. Serotonin syndrome is accompanied by neuromuscular hyperreactivity like tremor, hyperreflexia, and myoclonus. Neuroleptic malignant syndrome is accompanied by sluggish neuromuscular responses like rigidity and bradyreflexia. For mild to moderate cases of serotonin syndrome, cyproheptadine can be used. Cyproheptadine is an H1 blocking antihistamine, but it also has serotonin receptor blocking activity. Specifically, it acts to block 5-HT1A and 2A receptors, which are the receptors responsible for the symptoms of serotonin syndrome. The typical dose of cyproheptadine for serotonin syndrome is 12 milligrams. This can be given orally or by gastric tube. There's no IV preparation. The dose appears to have been arrived at based on a 1998 case series in which 5 patients with serotonin syndrome were treated. All patients were given 4 to 8 milligrams of cyproheptadine. 3 of the 5 patients had symptoms resolve. The remaining 2 patients had a partial response, were given a repeat dose of cyproheptadine, and then they had a complete response. If this initial dose of 12 milligrams is not sufficient, cyproheptadine can be continued at a dose of 2 milligrams every 2 hours until symptoms completely resolve. Cyproheptadine can also be given to patients with severe cases of serotonin syndrome. However, patients with severe serotonin syndrome require supportive care first with benzodiazepines, agents to control hypertension or tachycardia, and sometimes airway management. After the supportive care has been established, cyproheptadine can be added to the treatment regimen. While many case reports describe cyproheptadine as effective for serotonin syndrome, it has not been evaluated in a clinical trial. Therefore, the effect on patient outcomes when cyproheptadine is used is unknown. For more on serotonin syndrome and how to tell the difference between it and neuroleptic malignant syndrome or malignant hyperthermia, go to pharmacyjoe.com/episode40. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode.